You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. We're fortunate to have a lot of great theater options in Washtenaw County. And since this week's Art and Soul focuses on the performing arts, we thought we'd focus on two major performances happening right now in our area. And by we, I mean myself and local writer and blogger, creator of A2 Arts Attic, Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And that also includes actor Connor Ryan, who is appearing in the Encore Musical Theater Company show Into the Wild, currently on stage in Dexter through early May. Welcome, Connor.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Connor, I think people hear the words developmental premiere and they don't quite know what that means. So, could you tell a little bit about what stage the musical's in at this point?
Yeah. I mean, I think you essentially need to think of the theater over there in Dexter, the awesome Encore Theater, as sort of like an incubator. We're in Michigan for a reason. We're here to make the show better. You know, we're here to work on the material and discover what it is and discover what it is in front of an audience.
So the show's Into the Wild, and I think a lot of people recognize that title from John Krakauer's book, as well as a film version that was made by Sean Penn about Christopher McCandless, this young man who kind of sold all his possessions, donated the money to charity, and went to Alaska and ended up tragically dying out in the wilderness of Alaska. What was it about this role or just his story that really grabbed you?
I first read the book in high school and really kind of fell in love with the story and with Chris's journey. So I was lucky in that by the time I got around to being asked to audition for the show, I was really familiar with the story and felt really connected to the character and was like, oh my God, I gotta get this part. So I'm happy it worked out and I'm here.
I want to know about Connor Ryan. You're wearing a Michigan hat.
That's right. Go Blue.
Did you go to U of M?
Yeah, I went to U of M. Totally serendipitous that I happened to be back. I've been in New York for a couple years working on off-Broadway regionally around the country, and the fact that this show is being done right in my old backyard is just like totally by chance and is a dream come true. It's awesome.
We're talking about Into the Wild at the Encore Musical Theater Company. So is this a musical? Do you sing?
This is a musical, and I sing many songs, and this song is called Alaska. It's at the top of the second act. Like the crumpled blanket on an unmade bed, the ridges sprawl across the plain. You destroy the notions that were in my head and spark emotions that I can't contain. Alaska, Alaska, I finally found you. Being around you is real.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Yay.
If you're talking and singing about Alaska, what's wardrobe like?
Oh, right. Yeah, we got some sweaters and flannels and pullovers and hot lights and lots of physical activity. So don't give me too close of a hug after the show. You might get wet. Yeah.
So spring outside, still very, very cold in the Encore Theater.
Right. Very cold up in Alaska inside the Encore Theater. Yeah.
So this is playing through early May. Is it bring the kids, bring the whole family? Who is it for?
I would caution you to bring any children younger than probably about 11, 12. And it's not raunchy or inappropriate, but it is a tough story and it's a sad story.
There's nothing sad about you, Connor Ryan. We appreciate you very much coming and singing and telling us about your show here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much for having us. Come see the show.
You're listening to Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, joined by my co-host for the segment, local writer and blogger Jen McKee. And we have another special guest, the writer of the play currently showing at Chelsea's Purple Rose Theater, David McGregor. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The name of the show is Vino Veritas, which means in wine truth.
There's truth in wine. People tend to be more truthful when they've had a few. Yes.
Is that what prompted you to write this?
No. What prompted me to write it was I was meeting a friend of mine halfway between our houses, to golf ostensibly, but really just to yap at one another. And a guy walked up to us on the first tee and said, "I'm a single. Do you mind if I join you?" And my friend said, "No, you should go on by yourself because we're going to be talking about things you would find very disturbing." And I realized what my friend was really saying was that if that guy joined us, it would change what we talked about and the way we talked about it. Because with him and I, it's just no filters, no judgment, no taboo, but we would be nice and polite and proper. And so I wanted to write a play about people with all filters dropped.
Yeah, and in this play, I got to see the original version that the Purple Rose put on in 2008 and the kind of revisited version that's on now. There's two couples have to decide whether they are going to share in this Peruvian wine that is acts as a truth serum and whether they can really handle the truth from each other. Call it a comic drama, wouldn't you? I mean, in terms of kind of balancing comedy.
It's a dark comedy.
Well, I read a review and it said, quote, "It's a pretty whip-smart, well-paced comedy with substance filled with sharp dialogue and laughs."
I think that was my review.
I think that was your review. Jen McKee liked it.
Well, Jen's very insightful and perceptive.
Right. Well, and I also read that Vino Veritas is about the questions we all face in midlife.
Well, it's a play. Hopefully, it doesn't matter who you are or what your experiences have been. You can recognize something of yourself in the characters. But if you've had a partner or kids, a lot of the things that happen with people you're close to or your kids, you kind of keep to yourself because you think if I said it out loud, my kids would be taken away from me. Mm. People in white jackets would show up and cart me off to the institution. And so on stage, it's people saying those things out loud.
Oh.
And for the audience, it's kind of cathartic to see, oh, it's not just me.
And I like, Jen, that you, when you saw it the first time, you were pregnant with one of your...
Yes, I was just on the verge of becoming a parent and kind of still early in my marriage and everything. And I think this play really speaks very directly to people in a more mature marriage.
And it's a big show for the Purple Rose Theater. It's their 100th production?
Yeah, it is. 100 productions over 25 years, yeah.
Well, do you feel like seeing this production now versus the original world premiere one, do you feel like you have different responses to what it says in different passages in it than you did originally seeing it for on its feet for the first time?
Yeah, absolutely. It was made into a feature film a couple of years ago.
That's right.
And I felt that way when I saw the film as well. It kind of revealed new levels or layers. When I write stuff, it's not as if I understand everything I'm writing. And sometimes I understand it better after the fact than when I've just finished it. So it's revealing new aspects of itself to me all the time, yeah.
What do you got coming up next?
Next season, The Purple Rose is doing a new play of mine called Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure of the Elusive Ear, in which Sherlock Holmes is hired by Vincent Van Gogh to help recover his lost ear.
Okay. Should we reveal that David and I actually went to high school together?
Yes, of course we should reveal that.
Well, that
this is the first time we've seen each other in, what, 10, 15 years?
No.
Since graduation?
No, graduation was, what,
eight
years ago.
I don't know numbers. Yes. Okay. And I was so pleased and happy to find that he's a successful writer, and he's got these shows, so go check it out at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea. David McGregor, class of 95. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1.
Thank you very much for having me.